This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Welcome back to another episode of Ask Ready or Not. I'm Loz and I'm here to answer your questions about how to make work work. Today's episode stems from a number of questions that we have had from self-proclaimed people pleasers around how to set boundaries at work. Whether it's saying no to extra tasks or asking for more flexibilities, establishing clear limits can be super tough, particularly if you have just returned to work. People harp on all the time about make sure you're setting boundaries, but no one actually explains why it's important in the first place and how to set them, which is exactly what we're going to do today. This is particularly important for those of you who are naturally inclined to want to keep everyone happy, or you're just not feeling super confident with your ability to say no clearly and say no as a complete sentence. Most of us know that setting boundaries is crucial for your own well-being, for your productivity, and most importantly, for protecting your family time. So let's dig into some specific strategies and scripts that you can use to set healthy boundaries without feeling guilty. Firstly, understanding why boundaries matter. Boundaries are all about creating a space for what matters the most. So if you're constantly saying yes to everything at work, taking on extra projects, working late, answering emails during family time, family dinner, breakfast, whatever it may be, you're essentially giving away time that you need for yourself and your family. And let's be real, no one will set those boundaries for you. It's up to you to create them. And the best way to do that is when you first return to work from mat leave. For people pleasers, or for people who lack some confidence in simply saying no, it may feel really selfish or even scary, but here's the reality. Every single yes that you give at work is a no to something else. And often that something else is time with your family, your rest, your own self-care, or your mental health. All right, let's get into the specifics. How do you actually set boundaries when it feels uncomfortable? Because let's be real, it is going to feel slightly weird. Let's break it down with some examples and clear phrases that you can use. Number one, when you get asked to take on extra work, what to say? Thanks so much for thinking of me. I'm really at capacity with my current workload and I want to make sure I do my best on the projects that I already have. Nothing else needs to be said. This works because you're being polite, but you're also being firm. Setting boundaries does not mean that you have to be rude. It simply means that you're holding space to work on the stuff that you already have on your plate. You're emphasizing that you want to do quality work, which most managers will appreciate, and you don't have to justify yourself with personal reasons. So focus on the workload at hand. Number two, when you're asked to stay late or work during off hours, what to say? I find this comes up a lot from people who don't have children, so aren't really in the know of why the period between 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. is an absolute no-go, mostly because it's carnage at home. What to say? I won't be available after 5 p.m., but I'm happy to pick this up first thing in the morning. It works because you're not saying no outright, so it'll make you feel a little bit more comfortable with sending a response like that. But you're still establishing that after a certain time, your focus is elsewhere. This subtly reinforces your boundaries while still showing willingness to contribute. Number three, when you're feeling overwhelmed by multiple requests. Something along the lines of, I'm juggling several projects right now. Can we prioritize which ones are the most urgent? This shows that you're managing your workload and you're asking for clarity on priorities. It puts the responsibility back on your manager or colleague to help you manage your time rather than assuming that you can do it all. Particularly if you work within a small business, often there can be multiple competing priorities. It is better to ask directly which one needs to be completed first, as opposed to just piling your plate and then getting utterly confused, exhausted, and overwhelmed by what needs to be done when. Number four, if you need more flexibility, so for example, working from home or adjusted hours, what you can say. I've noticed that I'm really productive when I have some flexibility in my schedule. Can we discuss adjusting my hours or working remotely a few days a week? You're framing it as a benefit to the company, so your productivity is going to improve. You're also asking, you're not demanding, which makes the conversation collaborative rather than confrontational. Number five, when you want to say no without feeling guilty, this one is really hard. what you could say. I'm really flattered that you've asked me to take on this work, but I have too much on my plate to take this on right now. Leave it at that. That's when you stop. Sometimes I find what happens is you start to ramble because you feel awkward and bad about saying no. But the minute you stop that sentence, you open it up for somebody else to contribute. And the likelihood is they're not going to be like, oh, why? Why do you have too much on your plate? They'll be like, okay, cool. Thanks for letting me know. Then you can say, always happy to help you in future. Conversation ends. It acknowledges the request in a super positive way, but it also makes it clear that you can't commit without overextending yourself. By using right now in your terminology, you leave the door open for future opportunities without feeling like you're burning bridges. Now, I know that it's easier said than done, especially if you're someone who struggles with confidence, or maybe you really want to prove yourself, so you want to say yes to everything, or perhaps you're more inclined to be that people pleaser personality, or maybe you just knew. Maybe it's just a new workplace and you're like, oh, I just don't want to say no just yet. Here's a little exercise. So the next time that you're feeling hesitant to set a boundary, ask yourself these three questions. What's the worst that can happen if I say no? Often we overestimate the consequences. The reality is most of the time people will respect your boundary once it's set. The likelihood is by saying no on occasions where genuinely it either isn't within your realm of expertise, you cannot have one more thing on your plate, it is going to delay all of the other work that you're working on. Saying no is not going to cost you your job. It is probably also not going to cost you a promotion when put in context. The next question to ask yourself, what am I protecting by saying no? Whether it's your family time, your mental health, or quite simply your energy, knowing what you're safeguarding can make it easier to be firm. The last question, how can I say no while still being respectful and professional? Focus on being clear and respectful. You are not saying no to the person. You're saying no to the task or the extra hours. And remember that practice makes perfect. It may feel weird saying no the first time, but the more that you set boundaries, the easier it will get. And you will start to see the benefits for yourself. Most likely, these will include less stress and more time for the things that really matter. Ultimately, you will also have more control over your workload. To reiterate, setting boundaries isn't about being difficult. It's also not about saying no to everything. It's about protecting your time, blocking out time for family time. So another great idea is with your calendar for work, make sure that you're blocking out time either in the morning. So maybe it's to do the daycare drop off, or maybe it's in the afternoon just to have a bit of wind down time before your kids get home from school. It's about protecting your time, your energy, and your well-being so that you can show up fully both at work and at home. If you've struggled with this in the past, start small. So practice by using some of the scripts I've shared today, and remember that every time you set a boundary, you're advocating for yourself, and that's powerful. Thanks for tuning in. If you found today's episode helpful, please don't forget to subscribe to readyornot.pod and share it with any other working mums who could use some support. Until next time, set those boundaries and protect your time. You bloody deserve it. We'll be right back.